Democrats complain about cost of illegal immigration under Biden, it's just too many people. By John Binder on August 22, 2023. Democrats and sanctuary city officials are reportedly complaining to President Joe Biden about the growing cost of illegal immigration as more than 5 million illegal aliens have been encountered along the United States-Mexico border since he took office, with millions released directly into American communities. According to a number of current and former Biden administration officials who spoke anonymously to CBS News, Democrats in Congress and those representing sanctuary cities like New York City, New York, and Chicago, Illinois, have said illegal immigration is crippling their public infrastructure, social services, and immigration courts. New York City, for example, has seen more than 100,000 border crossers and illegal aliens arrive since the spring of last year. Though sanctuary city officials and the establishment media have sought to pin the migration on Texas Governor Greg Abbott, he has only bused about 12,000 migrants to New York City to date. In every part of New York, the system is strained, a Biden official told CBS News. The courts are backlogged. There are lines outside the ICE office. Shelters are full. It's just too many people. Rather than stop illegal immigration in its tracks and end the administration's expansive catch-and-release network, Democrats have urged Biden to give work permits to border crossers and illegal aliens when they are released into the U.S. interior and provide them with temporary protected status, TPS, which would prevent their deportation. While Biden officials have reportedly said the work permit plan would likely be ruled illegal by the federal courts, they also admitted that TPS is a pull factor for illegal aliens at the border. Since taking office at the beginning of 2021, Subcommittee on Immigration Integrity, Security, and Enforcement Chairman Tom McClintock, RCA, estimates that Biden has added an illegal alien population to the U.S. equivalent to the populations of Nebraska and Hawaii. You've already released more than 2.1 million illegal immigrants into this country since you took office. That's a population the size of the state of Nebraska, McClintock told Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas last month. While the Border Patrol has been consumed by taking names and changing diapers at the border, 1.5 million known gotaways have illegally entered the country as well. That's an additional illegal population the size of the state of Hawaii, McClintock continued. The cost to Americans is enormous. Annually, the 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the U.S. cost taxpayers more than $143 billion. That amount, though, does not include any of the social and economic costs, such as higher housing prices, depleted wages, lost jobs, increased crime, and strained public resources at hospitals and schools, associated with illegal immigration. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.